Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-hosts Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Price.
Matt Price.
Mazzy.
Mazzy. Mazzy. Mazzy. You may recognize him. He has done the music episode of
View from the Cheap Seats.
Cheap Seats, Scarborough Country. He's been a part of that every year, every single year.
6 years running? 7 years running?
Six.
Seven.
He has a great podcast, music podcast. I don't know how many of you, you haven't done one in a while.
I haven't done one in a while. Whale Cave, yeah.
The Whale Cave, and you are at the Whale Cave.
At Whale Cave.
Yeah,
my Twitter.
On Twitter. Just one of our favorite people. We went to Michigan with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Apartment 2F with us.
He's on our first MTV show. We put him in everything we've ever done.
We've worked with him on everything we've ever done because basically he's one of our funniest friends, period, in the history of all of our friends, and we love having you here. How are you?
That's a good intro.
Is that a good intro?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Maz, do you feel like the world's getting dumber?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I mean, dumb.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember you told me stories.
Also, it's easier to find the dumbness with, you know, social media. It's just...
And, like, dumb seems to be, like, prouder to come out of the shadows and, like, reveal itself.
Well, yes. You one time told me stories about a neighbor of yours, and I was just thinking to myself, oh, my God, this woman sounds terrible. And now that behavior, which was outrageous, as you described to me,
right,
like, maybe 10 years ago.
It's Crazy Pants and Her Smooth Jazz.
Crazy Pants and Her Smooth Jazz.
Yeah.
It's my favorite band.
That was his old neighbor.
Daniel Van Kirk with us.
She also called me Michael, by the way.
And how
I lived next door for 6 years.
You?
She's like, hey, Mike.
And you're like, it's Matt.
Yeah. No, actually, I intentionally didn't tell her my name.
Right.
Because I wanted, the whole thing was when the cops pulled her away, I wanted her to be like, Michael, save me. And I'd be like, my name's Matt. I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Who's Michael?
She's referring to a Michael that doesn't exist. That is a great... That is great foreshadowing.
It was a long con.
But, like, to me, that person's behavior, which was admittedly nuts, is now everywhere.
Yes, 100%.
Like that, which was isolated instance, now everywhere. So we have our wonderful fans send us great dumb stories, and then we haven't heard them. You haven't heard them. Dan's barely heard them. And we're going to sit down and
try to understand it.
Let's break one down for a minute. You want to do that, Matt?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Sent in by Christina Jenkins. Hey, it's Christina. C-R-I.
I love how casual that is.
S-T-I-N-A.
That's a Disney show.
Hey, you know me.
Hey, it's Christina is a Disney show.
Yep.
Also could be an MTV show.
It's also one of those Disney shows where your friends who have kids are like, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like all my friends are like, Phineas and Ferb's actually a good show.
It's a great show.
It is a great show.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
When you have to watch a lot of garbage, you're like,
give me that Phineas and Ferb. It's a good show.
It's like Simpsons starter kit.
Hey, it's Christina. It actually is good. She does a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She can sing.
There's actually a lot of progressive stuff in there that's good. Like, it's good.
There's
like,
some subversive stuff in there, too. Hey, Christina.
But not all the jokes are for the kids, so I don't know. If you want to come over and watch that, that's pretty much what we're doing.
Some stuff goes over people's head. I mean, she was talking about, like, Chinese-American relations in one of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. I think
it was an episode where they got a new dog.
Did you see W. Kamau Bell's new special on Netflix?
Nope.
He talks about there's some show, I don't remember what it is, you guys might, where, like, this little girl pretends to, like, be a doctor. She's a little African-American girl. And she, like, is the doctor for all of her stuffed animals.
Because, Doc McStuffins.
Yes, because her mom is also a doctor, and she's an African-American woman.
Yeah.
And so he just talks about how to his daughter, it was amazing, because as far as she's concerned, every doctor is an African-American woman. She lives in a world where, like, that's what doctors are.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had to take her to the doctor, and a white guy came walking in, and his daughter was like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
That is not what a doctor looks like.
I said this most. So we had a female doctor, a woman who was a doctor for the kids, and my daughter asked me, can guys be doctors too? And I was like, no.
No.
Nope. No. Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's Christina.
All right. Here we go. Hey, it's Christina.
Thanks, kiddo.
Vancouver, Washington.
All right.
Two local business owners received an early morning call from law enforcement. That always has got to feel good, right?
Yeah.
Like a 4:30 a.m. call and it's police on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, after a burglar broke into their escape room business and couldn't find his way out.
That's amazing.
That's this is amazing. Why we this do is the best yeah. thing ever.
Have you been to an escape room ever?
I have not.
I have Matt, not.
I had my Georgia's 10th birthday last year.
What was the theme?
Or excuse me, 9th birthday at, or no, 10th birthday at an escape room. It was like a theater type thing, but I can tell you with kids, as we were like trying to figure out clues, we were trying to get, it was frustrating, but at the same time, it was super fun. I couldn't, because I was like, I don't know how this is going to be. She'll probably have fun, but.
I've never done one.
It was
I've
never so done one,
but I will
fun.
Admit that trying to get out to do stand-up comedy at night from my house with my family
room?
Is its own yeah. escape room.
Like, I can't get out of here.
Yeah, got to do all the tricks so before I can leave.
Yours wasn't a scary theme or like.
There were ghosts and stuff, and that was
kind of. So it's kind of like haunted, like, but the it wasn't like gory.
It was like, it was like an old theater, and that was kind of the where the room was designed. Like that, and then we had to let the ghosts out because the ghosts were kind of stuck in purgatory. So they made it not like the ghost is haunting. It is haunting the theater, but like the lights went out and like a light came in the front. And
how much time did you have?
So here's what I loved. Here's what I loved about the escape room. They said you have an hour to solve it. If you don't solve it, you're done. And we had like a bunch of 9 and 10 year old mm-hmm. girls, and they were working so hard, and they let us go for like an hour and 8 minutes, and gotcha. Let us solve it. And that wow. feeling of opening the door and getting out of the room, it is a great
let
feeling.
Let me ask you this: I'm a little claustrophobic. Would I?
It's no, not, it's like
it's
a regular
not
room.
You're in a room. It's just figuring
some
out.
Are probably
that's
hard
my
core,
thing, though,
though
too, that because they are more extreme now.
Right.
So I feel like I'd be like, okay, I can't get it. Just open the door. And they're like, no. Fucking open it.
You signed up for this.
We would have me and that person would have a conversation.
So there's, well, there
yeah,
is
yeah, you'd
a,
be banging on the glass.
Well, there's a person there who works in the place who kind of.
In already, the kids' one.
Guys, I already went in my head to where I'd be like, hey, this is drywall. And I will break it.
Right.
So
I'm stronger than your room.
Right. I'm asking you to just let me out. If you want to be cool about it, we'll see how
Dan
cool I get.
Dan is playing out the scenarios yeah. of him not being able
of
to the, get
of
out.
Of them being yeah. hardcore.
Like
what
is, and I would say it in a way.
Just knock down the drywall then, bro. Just
yeah,
knock it
I'd
down.
Say it in a
maybe
way
that's solving it.
One of them would be like, I think
maybe
student,
that's solving it.
I think
that's the
student really yeah. might break through the fucking wall.
No, that's what they want you to do. That's the only way to solve this puzzle.
They have to keep it.
You did it.
They have another group coming in. In the hour after you, they have to keep it intact.
I break through. I get on the other side. I'm dusting outside. It's your fucking escape room. You happy now?
Oh,
fix your fucking wall.
But don't you think there are those escape rooms? There must be those escape rooms that intentionally, like, they don't let you out,
oh,
or you
God.
Have to like.
If there yeah. is one of them,
there is
extreme.
No answer. Like, there's yeah. no answer.
Although I bet.
That's
from
a Black
business
Mirror episode.
Point of view, you have to have mm-hmm. an emergency exit so that opens easily. You can't put people in a room without an emergency
no,
exit.
No, the door opens. It just...
all right, you got to figure it out. All right, so guy breaks in yeah. to escape room business, can't escape.
Just before 5 a.m. on Sunday, Rob Bertrand... right? Sounds like your friend's
Robert
uncle
Trent, yeah. like
who
your
sells
friend,
boats.
Your friend's uncle who sells boats. Or the guy who's like, coming to finish your basement.
Rob Bertrand stars in his own commercials.
Rob Bertrand is coming to finish the basements. You get all your stuff up.
Guys, Rob Bertrand's coming over.
Bertrand's basements.
You guys want to see what Rob Bertrand
Rob
looks
Bertrand
like?
Only drinks Dr. Pepper.
By the way, this guy has a haircut from the 90s.
And a kind of a goatee
from the 90s.
He looks like his goatee's being erased, like it's in a Back to the Future picture.
He looks
wait,
like
he broke in, or he it's
no,
his
no, that's
place.
Who owns it. Rob
I was
Bertrand.
Gonna say, if he broke, okay, go
Rob on. Bertrand looks like he left the band Bare Naked Ladies to open an escape.
It's been one floor.
Go for it. Lean in on it. It doesn't even matter if it's good.
It's
we're just
been
doing it.
6 days since I went in this room. Since days since
break the
I
wall
left.
And you won't let me out. Okay.
It's been.
Rob Bertrand received a voicemail from the Clark County Sheriff's Office. It looks this is the entirety of what if the cops call you pre 5 a.m.
They should have all their facts.
This is what they left. They also should give you more than this. This is from the Sheriff's Office voicemail. It looks like you were burglarized last night. Give 911 a call.
Oh my God.
Where? In my own house?
Yeah.
It looks like
that
you were burglarized.
That is so little information.
I
hey,
know.
Rob, we're not going to come over, but we're just going to leave you this voicemail.
It's cryptic.
Like, yeah. Hey, Rob, it's about 5 a.m. Shit's gone down. Call us back.
That's it.
Yeah.
What?
Someone had broken into his Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Rob, you're not going to be happy. Call us back.
Hey, Rob, a lot of blood down here. Give us a call.
By the way, does the cop know at this point that the perp is inside the escape room?
Stuck in the
they
escape
didn't say
room.
Anything. Okay. They did know at that point, though. Someone had broken into his Vancouver, Washington escape room, an interactive choose-your-adventure game where customers are locked inside and find clues that will lead them out or break through a wall. Mm-hmm. Quote, damn. I ran upstairs, Bertrand, 40, told the Washington Post. His wife, Tamara, was still asleep in the bedroom, so he's up.
What's he doing downstairs?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jerking out.
Quote, he said, I said, Tamara, you've got to get up. Things are going down. We've got to get to work. So he's just as vague as the cops.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is he bringing his wife there?
He goes, you've got to get up. Things are going down.
By the way, when was the last time?
Which is very confusing.
When and was also the last a great music lyric. Right. You got to get up. Things are going down.
It's banned. No, so when was the last time you asked someone or like had them answer a question or given them information while they were kind of as you're waking them up?
Oh, it's the worst.
This morning I said to my daughter, you want oatmeal? And she was like, mm-hmm. And then came downstairs and she was like, why is there oatmeal in front of me right now? I was like, well, you said yes. Upstairs. So no one is in the state to fully answer. You got to get up. Stuff's going down.
Well, no, this is, okay.
So, that's the escape room of just being a teenager.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we'll see Dan like coming into work like here at like 10.
Sure.
And I'll be talking to you, and I can very clearly tell that, like, you're not fully awake yet.
But I've been up for hours. I'm just a horrible morning person.
You're a bad morning person.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, I'm like, I understand that, but I already went through that 5 hours ago.
I know.
Yeah, what time is, Dan, what time do you officially, like, perk
feel
up?
Feel great?
Yeah.
When can 11:30? We? 11:30.
Okay. 11:30. Okay. I'm like, I know it's nothing
also,
personal.
Like, you know, we have a job. Like, I'll get it up. But if we're just here, like, chilling on the couch,
and
I
it's
am in
dark
couch.
In the room. Yeah. And it's like, right. Damn.
I'm like, this is not personal against me. He's just not up yet.
I'm
that same way. I'm the exact same way. My kids are like,
you've had to up it.
My kids, though, I can't. I've been doing this for 10 years. Literally between 6 and 8 in the morning, when people are asking me questions, I'm mean. I'm not nice. Yeah. I'm not cool. The only time I actually can kind of get it up is like if we have to go do like
a radio interview or
like a film shoot.
You have to.
We have to show up at 5 in the
but
morning.
But you're not
and
even
you're
being
set.
That. You're performing.
You're performing.
So that's not even really you. Like,
for work.
Paul the Clown, my college roommate, Paul Lopez. Great dude.
Great dude. Vegas.
Yeah, Clown on a Wire if you want to follow my old college roommate.
He's
at Clown on
a
Wire. Like every girlfriend he had in college was like, I think your roommate hates me. And he's like, no, Dan, just it's the morning.
It's the morning.
It's the morning time. I found out when writing your
just
pilot on
over.
Comedy Central, I was like, oh, I punch up in the morning and I contribute in the afternoon. Like I would be like, oh, my job in the morning is like everybody else, other people are firing ideas. I'd be like, yeah, what if? And then like after lunch, I'd be very like, hey, here's what I'm thinking.
By the way, this was the writer's room or part of the writer's room for our pilot for Comedy Central.
Yeah. Yeah,
the,
exactly.
Sports pilot.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
All right, so things are going down.
Within minutes, they arrived at Northwest Escape Room Experience, a business they opened a year earlier. The former Comcast.
Could be more generic.
I know.
Northwest Escape Room Experience sounds to me like
NWE.
Do you rent cars? Like, what are you doing?
Also, the longest website.
Oh, yeah.
Northwest.
And what if it's
NW? Experience.com.
NWERE.com.
.org.
.org.
Bertrand, a former Comcast sales supervisor and movie memorabilia collector.
No. Why is that in
Bingo.
This article?
I don't know.
Why is that information? Like, unless they're stealing like the sword from Kill Bill 2 that he like bought off of eBay.
Hang on a second.
I don't want to hear
the
that.
The people who wrote this article gave way too much information. The cops gave way too little information.
We need a balance.
Balance,
here.
Yeah. Life balance.
He said that escape rooms are his true calling. He first learned about the concept on his son's birthday, Randy Sklar.
Thank you.
2.5 months later, the couple bit... Help me with this. 2.5 months later, the couple bit the bullet, no pun intended.
Meanwhile, is
there no pun intended?
What are they pun intending?
Yeah. What
would be the intended
that
pun?
That they actually took a bite out of a bullet.
Right.
But punning what?
I don't know.
Maybe that's a thing in the escape room. You have to bite a bullet to
get
out.
Is that a scene from a movie?
No. There is a thing like he bit the bullet and he did
he
it.
Bite the bullet means that you take your hit.
I don't understand the pun.
It's wrong. It's not what you should be doing.
Right.
Like what they should be saying is they took the plunge. They jumped off the cliff into the unknown.
I wonder
and
if they said bit the bullet because the cops are involved. I have no clue. In October 2016, they opened their first room, the Kill Room. Blood splattered and designed to look like a serial killer's basement hideout.
That's fun.
Terrifying.
That's why he's sleeping downstairs, because he came up with that idea.
The Northwest Escape Experience has three themed rooms.
You say he's sleeping downstairs. He's like, Matt's saying that like they're having a lot of problems.
I'm speculating.
He snores a lot, and he needs
He's got sleep apnea. He's sleeping downstairs.
Get up!
He designed serial killer escape rooms.
Get up, Tamara!
I can't sleep.
Get up, Tamara!
I'm Tamara Bertrand. You know, it's important to me.
I don't fall asleep before you fall asleep, then I can't go to sleep.
They have three themed rooms. The Serial Killer Adventure. That sounds fun. Where players have been abducted. The Comedic Hangover Hotel. And...
Wait.
Yep.
Comedic Hangover. Is that a Hangover themed?
Hangover the movie?
You could maybe be Zach stuck or in the Bradley Cooper. Room.
There's a tiger in here. You're just going to have to bite the bullet and find out. No pun intended.
Their final theme room called, quote, the FBI investigation. Which I'm assuming is just currently of our time. It takes a really long time to go through. You have the evidence, but you can't talk
the
about it.
The president discredits you.
Right, yeah, you just keep calling it fake and firing people.
Right. They say that is actually based on the 1971 skyjacking of Northwest Airlines Flight 305, the famous D.B. Cooper mystery, which is that one.
No pun intended.
In all scenarios, players are trapped for 60 minutes, no pun intended. The goal is to escape by successfully completing a series of riddles, no pun intended. Quote, if you don't know what you're getting into, stepping into that room is actually pretty scary. I imagine he's talking about the
serial killer.
Yeah, it is. It says referring to the kill room. Mm-hmm. The room features an authentic steel autopsy table and a dead body, parentheses, not authentic. No shit.
No shit. No pun intended.
In the center. There's also a workbench for the murderer's tools and a desk for crime planning. Imagine... the guy who broke into this place ends up in this room. He's like, holy shit.
What did I do?
What did I walk into?
The spider is caught a fly.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is the modern... If you were to do...
Zed is dead.
Right. If you were to update Pulp Fiction, which I believe it is now ready for an update,
yeah.
A reboot of some sort, like it would be an escape room that they come into, not like some crazy store.
Chuckling, Clark County Sheriff Deputy Rob... Turnus, T-E-R-N-U-S,
Turnus.
Approached the couple and pointed at one of his police cars. Rob.
Hey, Rob, turn us around and get us over here.
Rob, quit chuckling. Let's go.
Rob,
I can't stop.
You're always chuckling, Rob.
He remembered a man with cropped hair and slightly unkempt goatee sitting in the back seat, rambling incoherently. Turnus said the man broke into the business, got scared when he couldn't get out of one of the escape rooms, and called 911 on himself.
That's one way to get out.
I think that's a real dead body.
Tamara.
This is going to happen to me if I stay here.
Said the police told her that the intruder unsuccessfully attempted to enter through a back door using a metal pipe. He then allegedly broke a hole through a bathroom wall. I respect that.
Yep. Yes.
Climbed into an electrical closet and toppled over a set of lockers. He's just like falling through this place.
It's like a Jerry Lewis movie.
Guys and ladies.
Here's what I love. This was my favorite part.
Flybin' flabin'.
Based on an audio recording, which means they only know what I'm about to tell you if he's saying it out loud, because it's only audio. Based on an audio recording taken from inside the business, authorities believe the man snatched a non-working phone, a television remote, and a can of beer from the fridge and wandered into the creepy unlit room. Sheriff Turnus, or Deputy Sheriff Turnus, also says he was carrying a burrito. So this is what he has on his person going into the escape room.
Okay, I've got a soda. I've got a TV that may or may not work. I got a can of beer.
Can
I got
beer,
a burrito.
A TV remote, a burrito, and a non-working phone.
Mm-hmm.
What role-playing game is this?
What scavenger hunt is he creating?
Yes, exactly. And audio recording, which means was he like, got my burrito, got a remote. Like, is he listening what he has walking
it's
into
spam,
this room?
One way,
two burritos.
Yeah, he was singing it.
Okay.
Although the kill room is equipped with a panic door that is always unlocked, I respect that business model, it appeared the burglar freaked out before using it, according to the caller ID system. How many times do you think he called 911
on himself? This is great.
Matt Price, you are our guest. You can go first, Tig, or third. What slot do you want to go in?
Tig is between us.
I'll go second.
Okay.
Tig.
All right, Jason
Jay,
or Randy?
Nice.
Jason?
He called it four times on himself.
Four times from Jason.
I think he called it six times
six
on himself.
Six times from Randy.
No, you. Why would you jump on Matt's
place? No, that's
place?
Okay. That's okay.
Go ahead.
I do think he panicked. I'm going to say, because if he was claustrophobic, And I'll, who knows how long he's in there. I'm going to say he called it 10 times.
Okay.
10 times.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'm going to say 6.
That's cool.
It was my fault. I steered you.
I screwed it. I know.
Okay. So, Jason Sklar says 4.
Yes.
Matt Price says 10.
And Randy
says 6.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, one of you is exactly right.
Oh!
Okay, now, that means we get to play the second game. We're going deeper into the West World.
Who do you think is right?
Matt, do you want to go first, second, or third?
I'm going to go first.
Who do you think is right?
I feel strongly about that this guy is a complete idiot. I think I'm right. I think it was 10 times.
Okay. All right.
Real panic. Real
Jason,
panic.
I think I'm right.
I think I think I'm right.
That's never happened before.
All right, no. Townies, get your answers in for how many times did this gentleman
and who you think is right?
And who you think is
exactly
right?
Right.
My hope is that someday someone keeps record of all these scores.
By the way, Jay or Dan. Yes. By the way, they know
I'm Jason.
Randy.
By the way, Dan, they know it can only be one of three things, so they're guessing from three choices.
Right.
So that's it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Wow. This man, I believe his name is Ty Wardlaw.
Oh, wow.
No, Rye Wardlaw.
Wardlaw. It's like the Rye Wardlaw. It's the Rye Cooter of stupidity.
Yes.
R-H-Y-E.
It's the Rye method. The Rye method of parenting.
Rye Wardlaw.
Rye the band.
Used a metal pipe to break into a wall, then broke through a bathroom wall, then knocked over a whole bunch of lockers, then grabbed a beer, a remote, a non-working cell phone, and already had a burrito before getting stuck in the killing room. Called 911. Get it in, Townie. Here we go. 4 times.
Oh, yes!
Jason Sklar.
Wow. By the way, still a lot.
Lot of times.
Too many
times.
It's absurd.
The sheriff said that Rye Wardlaw was, I hope his brother's name is Bourbon, was on the premises when deputies arrived. He was taken into custody and confessed to the crime. Wardlaw has been charged with second-degree burglary and is scheduled to appear in court on July 20th.
Dummy.
The Bertrands quickly realized that the damage to their business, what they estimated was around $1,500, wasn't terrible. They both agreed their Sunday morning was pretty jovial. I say this is a windfall for them. They
you
get
gotta
to be like,
promote
the burglars can't even break out.
Yeah. Because this whole thing was basically an advertisement for that escape room.
Yes.
Like, they caught the dude immediately.
Right. Because he couldn't escape.
Isn't even local. This is literally the Washington Post article. They've got national.
Okay. Yeah. So here's my question.
Do you call one of the rooms the Rye Wardlaw room?
Break in. You give the guy a burrito and a beer.
That's the new idea
for you. What were you going
to
say, Rand?
Did they hire him to break in?
Okay. So here's
my
thing. Exactly. How expensive would it have been to put an ad in the local newspaper?
Or the Washington Post?
You never see escape room ads on TV.
Yes.
So how crazy would have been? They're like, for $1,500,
right?
And we'll probably get someone else to pay for it. We'll take care of Rye's legal fees.
Is this maybe smart people town?
Who's being smart?
We'll get out on one final thing. Here we go. How old do you believe Rye Wardlaw is?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Yes, the age.
Okay.
Everything you know about him, he was drinking, metal pipe, threw
goatee.
Basement wall, knocked
not,
over.
No,
that's
the goatee.
The owner. That's Bertrand.
Rob Bertrand.
Slightly unkempt.
God damn it.
Slightly unkempt.
I'm Rob Bertrand.
These boats aren't going to sell themselves. Come on down.
I'm Rob Bertrand. I sleep in the den.
This basement's not going to finish itself. Tamara, get up.
I like wood paneling, Tamara. Okay.
That's why I'm downstairs all the time.
Matt, do you
want to
go?
We can agree.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think Rye.
I agree with you.
I think he's pretty young. I'm going to say he's 23.
23 years old from Matt Price. Jason or Randy?
31.
31 from Jason.
I think he's 27.
27.
Sliding right in the middle.
Okay, the man with a remote in hand and a burrito and a beer and a non-working cell phone. Rye Wardlaw. This is it for us. Townies, get your answers in now for this round of Guess the Age.
Couple of good guessing games on this show.
40 years
old. Oh, my God.
That's the other way. That made it sadder. That made it sadder.
Who had the highest?
I did again.
You were dialed into this episode.
You were dialed in. You got one that was perfect.
I was also hoping, by the way, he was like 55, too.
Amazing. Matt, you also write for a great. You wrote for the regular show for years and years and years, and now part of the other show
It's coming out on TBS, January 2019. So it's supposed to be up.
So. Awesome. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing. Any live shows or anything you're doing around LA?
Yeah, we do this show called The Human Experience, which is a two-person improv show at the Open Space Cafe.
Great.
Phenomenal.
And where can people find out information?
You can find that either on, well, my Twitter, I promote there.
So follow at WhaleCave,
or you can go to openspacela.com.
When do you typically do it?
We do the first Thursday of every month.
First Thursday of every month, Open Space Cafe.
Which is where?
It's on Fairfax. It's right across from the old Largo.
I remember. It's a cool place. It's a really cool coffee shop in the front, and back is
Erica Rhodes show. Show there. That is a great stage and a great room and a very cool theater. So if you want to see a great improv show, you're in LA. First Thursday of every month.
First Thursday, two-person long-form improv. It's fun.
Check it out. Matt Price, you have an open invite on this show, and we'll see you on the music episode. Love seeing you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum 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 dum.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.